Good morning. Well, a lot's happened in America the last month or two, and one of the biggest things that I have seen that I'm kind of disgusted with is this whole Black Lives Matter garbage. Now, before any of you start ranting and raving, here's the bottom line. I believe all people, no matter the color of their skin, are children of God. We're all created equally. And I also understand that there has been, especially in the education system, how the monies are divided in the big cities is based on how many people live in a demographical area. And unfortunately, for years and years and years, you know, you have a lot of low income in certain areas, and I could definitely see the income inequality distribution as far as educational benefits are concerned. Now, in saying this, I am a police officer, and I definitely do not agree with all the signs I've been seeing that say the only good cop's a dead cop. So first and foremost, you as a citizen of the United States of America, or whether you're here legally or not, you don't have any right to infringe upon other people's rights. So if you go to cause bodily harm or danger to somebody, regardless of if they are a police officer or your next-door neighbor or a Wendy's clerk or a gas station cashier, if you go to rob, plunder, cause bodily harm, and you get shot and killed, well, that's your fault. That is not the cop's fault, the person who shot you's fault. That is your fault. So, one of the biggest problems I have with Black Lives Matter is it's very hypocritical. They do not care about all the black babies who are aborted every year. They do not care about black-on-black crime. They don't care about educating black people. What they want to do is take away our civil rights and basically get rid of police so they can do whatever they want. So, the bottom line is this Black Lives Matter bullcrap. Of course, we all know all lives matter. My life isn't inherently any more important to my creator than yours. And unfortunately, we keep talking about color, we keep talking about race, we keep talking about all these things that divide us. So the Constitution of the United States is meant to bring people together. And yes, I do understand that people weren't able to vote until certain times of the country. However, this day and age, today, there is not one white, Caucasian, male, female that lives on this country that had anything to do with slavery. And there is not one black person in this country that was ever in slavery in the United States. Now, they may have been in slavery in other countries and came to America as far as refugees and such. However, in the United States of America, they were not slaves. So, I would appreciate if we'd all stop holding each other accountable for things that none of us had to do with. Now, as far as police brutality in the United States of America, yeah, let's talk about that. So first and foremost, most people only come into contact with the police under two things: emergencies, or they have allegedly committed crime. When there's a third, as they're going about their city saying hi and things like that. However, the majority of contacts that an individual has with police officers in the United States is because they've allegedly committed a crime, whether it's a traffic violation or it's a crime of robbery, murder, or there's a warrant for their arrest. So there are reasons. Now, cops are not going around, and excuse me for my phrasing, but they're not going around looking for people to kill and lynch. They're not going around driving in black neighborhoods, grabbing black guys by their hair and just hanging them in the streets, like what used to happen in the South decades ago. So, first and foremost, let's stop pretending that that's what police are doing. Are there bad police officers? Absolutely. Absolutely. Every now and then you maybe have that 1% that gets through the cracks. And a lot of them either lose their integrity, maybe they're just bad people in general and they were good at lying on their polygraph and their mental health. However, they are not the representation of all police officers. Just like the people who do most crimes are not the representation of all of their demographics. So, if you Google in the United States violent crimes and what demographic commits the most violent crimes, you will find that it is black people who are killing more Americans than any other race or demographic in the United States of America. Now, this is not to point fingers and say, well, I'm better or they're worse or whatever. This is facts. This is not emotional bullshit. This is facts. There is a problem in black communities that have nothing to do with white people or Hispanics or Asians. And that's a problem. And until we start addressing that issue, addressing the failure in the homes that are happening, there's a reason why why black-on-black crimes are the highest in the nation. And on top of that, blacks kill every other demographic more than any other one else. So why in the United States of America, the question to me is, why are blacks so involved? This demographic so involved in murders, robbings, and rapes. Why? And we need to answer that as a society. Why are these communities that are mostly predominantly black, why do they have a high drug rate, a high crime rate, a high prostitution rate? Why do they have a high rate of fatherless homes? It is not because the police are going at 7 years old and institutionalizing these young men as they're growing up. That is not the case. So one of the biggest things that I believe we need to do, and it's something that my own dad taught me, your own life is your own accountability. You take full responsibility for the outcomes of your life. And in today's society, with all the millionaires who are black, both in sports and academics, there is no reason that anyone of any color in this country cannot be successful. However, we need to address the gun violence that is taking place, the gang violence. Why is there so many gangs in Chicago, LA? Why is there this gang violence? And this is not just predominantly black people. You have a lot of Hispanics and a lot of white people that are part of gang violence. Almost every demographic is represented in gang violence. Even Native Americans on the reservation have gang violence. The biggest problem that affects all of society is the decay of morality. We are no longer requiring people to be moral, to hold to a code of value systems of being good to their neighbors, of not fighting the cops when you get pulled over, having mutual respect. Now, do I agree that all these people who die at the hands of police deserve to die? Absolutely not. There have been cases where cops have overstepped. In saying that, I have not seen one of them die that the majority of them have died after wrestling with the police or fighting with the police. So, when I was raised, I was taught, don't fight with the police. Listen to the police and you can be on your way. So I don't understand why that's so hard to do. I watch videos on YouTube of all of these sovereign citizens, of all these people that claim to know more, and it's just like, just be on your way. Now, if they violate your rights, you have every right to take it to court and sue and do all that. However, you do not have right to just resist police when they're asking you to do things. And you have that going on. You have the gang violence. You have parents who aren't disciplining their children anymore. And children are growing up thinking they can tell their teachers to fuck off or to do whatever they want. And it's like, come on. Like, where is the respect for authority in this country? Whether that authority is President of the United States, your governor, your mom and dad, your grandparents, your teachers, police officers. So first and foremost, whoever's listening to this, clean your own doorstep first. The only way we're going to fix these societal problems is by actually being honest about the societal problems. Black people are not dying because of cops. The majority of black people. The majority of black people are dying at their own hands in abortion clinics. So, let's be honest. Why is there all this violence in predominantly black neighborhoods? Why is there a failure in the home in our society? We need to create societies that have moms and dads there, protecting their children. Good men who are pure, who are moral, who don't cheat on their wives or their girlfriends, who don't go and just get baby mamas pregnant and leave them. And every demographic does that. You have people in every demographic. But we need to teach morals in society again. We need morally strong individuals. And I'm not perfect. I'll be the first to tell you, I have my many faults and my many weaknesses. But the one thing I will not ever do is blame my life on somebody else. Because it's nobody else's fault, whether I'm successful or I'm not. That's on me. And I'm going to teach my children that. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter where you're born. It doesn't matter your creed. What matters is, are you a hard worker? Are you honest? And do you do the best with what God's given you? And are you making it better? And I apologize, kind of a little bit of a rant today, but I'm really annoyed by what I'm seeing in the media about how people believe that they have the right to loot and steal and burn stuff down. And Antifa and Black Lives Matter, as far as I'm concerned, are both terrorist organizations. They are organizations that are thwarted to tear down the American society and to go against the Constitution of the United States. So I don't care what color of skin you have. I pray to God that you are a good citizen, that you do what's right, that you have integrity, that you rise above this emotional bullshit of poor me because of the color of my skin. And if you're white, you don't have to apologize for being white. White privilege is bullshit. There's nothing that I can do in this country as a white man that a black man can't do. Absolutely nothing. I can go to school. I can work. I can not do drugs. There's nothing that I'm allowed or able to do that black people cannot do. So, the bottom line is that we all have a responsibility in our society, within our homes, our neighborhoods, and our communities, to be good citizens. To be citizens that help each other out, that look out for each other, that do our best to, you know, follow the Ten Commandments, and to be good people. So let's do that. Let's stop talking, as Morgan Freeman said, about race. The reason why this whole racial divide continues to happen is because we keep talking about it. And there are people who are profiting off of this racial divide. We need to recognize that the past is past. And we need to take accountability for our actions today. It's the only way anything will change. So I implore you, I urge you, wherever you are, if you see a police officer today, go and shake their hand. Go and tell them thank you for protecting our communities. Recognize that they have families. They have moms, dads, brothers, and sisters, children who love them and adore them just like you do. And that their main priority, they didn't go into police work to just kill people or to treat people badly. They went into police work to protect those who cannot protect themselves, the weak of our community, the people who get battered by their spouses. That's what we're here to do. We're here to protect those who cannot protect themselves. So please, have a little more civility. Recognize that your injustices need to be rectified through the court system, not through violence. May God bless you. I hope you all have a wonderful day. And I'm off.